Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofty.
If you were given the task of writing a document that would protect the hard-fought freedoms gained after 8 years of bloody war, it seems logical that you would put the most important items first. And that's exactly the case with our nation's Bill of Rights. In fact, those first 10 amendments to the Constitution were so important that certain states refused to ratify the Constitution if these rights were not enumerated. So what are the very first words of the very first amendment, even before the right to keep and bear arms, or free speech, or the freedom to assemble, or the freedom of the press? They are 16 simple words. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. This idea went virtually unchallenged for the first 150 years of our nation's existence. Now, it seems as though it's assaulted on a daily basis. One of our main jobs at the Montana Family Foundation is to protect religious freedom. We do this both in the legislature and the courts, and lately, it's become a never-ending battle. Recently, one of our opponents said that the Constitution is an out-of-date document written over 250 years ago by a bunch of privileged white guys, and it needs to be scrapped and rewritten to reflect today's values. I can only imagine what that would look like, and I'm almost positive that the freedom of religion would not make the final cut. In some ways, it's the only thing stopping us from becoming a completely secular humanist society. In other ways, it's already irrelevant, as it's often held by the courts to be subservient to other newly found rights, or ignored altogether. Three cases in point. The first is Elaine Huguenin, the videographer from New Mexico, who was fined for refusing to videotape a same-sex commitment ceremony. She told the couple she couldn't do it because of her sincerely held religious beliefs, but the court ignored her and said that Christians may be forced to compromise those religious beliefs for the greater good of society. What led to this case was the passage of so-called non-discrimination laws, similar to the non-discrimination ordinances that have passed in Missoula, Helena, and Butte, and that are currently being proposed in Bozeman, Dillon, and Billings. For 15 years, we've kept this language out of state law because of exactly what happened to Elaine Huguenin. The second case was heard this week before the United States Supreme Court. It centers on whether businesses run on religious values such as Hobby Lobby can be forced to pay for contraceptives or abortion under Obamacare. Both Hobby Lobby and Conestoga Wood Products, its co-plaintiff, are closely held family companies whose corporate policies reflect the values of its owners. A verdict is expected sometime later this year. And the final case involves churches in Montana being randomly targeted and forced to pay property taxes. The Department of Revenue has said that it will determine what constitutes worship, and facilities such as classrooms may be subject to property taxes. All of these are examples of government challenging the free exercise of religion. In our opinion, it's not the government's job to tell a church how to worship or to tell an individual how to interpret the Bible. In the end, we're all entitled to worship God freely without government interference. It's a concept that the Founding Fathers understood, and it's a concept that we fight daily to protect. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofty reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.